Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. But today, it's just me, your girl Chelsea, on this episode. And on our menu for today is Treasure's Hello Tour in Manila. But before we go into anything else, don't forget to follow us on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at STSPodPH on Twitter. You can send us an email at spillthesoju@gmail.com. Join our Telegram community, and all of that is linked down below. So yes, if you're just coming from our previous episodes, a few episodes back, KD talked in her Carrotland ep saying that I'm next. So here I am talking about my experience for Treasure's Hello Tour in Manila, guys. Finally, I have my own Fangirling Diaries episode. It's usually just been Ash and Cades, and yes, so finally I have one, and it's going to be so much fun. I have so many things to share with you guys. So let's start first with why it took me 7 years, literally 7 years, to go to another concert. My last one was BTS during their 2016 concert. I already forgot what it was. But yeah, first of all, it's just dance, transitioning from a college student to a working gal. And then once I was making money, I also had to be a little more, you know, smart in my money making and money spending decisions. That's why it just took me this long. But I'm just telling you guys that it's been so much worth the wait. It was such an amazing concert. I had so much fun. And if you don't know, if hindi pa halata, guys, medyo paus-paus pa ang atin yo, because it literally, I'm recording this the day after. So fresh and fresh on experiences, fresh and fresh on stories, everything's still vivid. That's why I just want to record this as soon as possible for you guys. All right, so let's start with ticketing. Goodness me. Also, this is one of the reasons why I cannot be bothered to go to the concert, because of the ticketing stress. I've been hearing horror stories left and right. So in order to avoid that, my friend and I, Ali, we recruited 3, 4, 5 of our friends to help us out with ticketing. We had their own Telegram group chat. We were sending all the details in and working together, sending in updates and all of that. It was so much fun. Honestly, we were so stressed. I was like, it was at work. And it was, I think, lunchtime or almost lunchtime. And I was ticketing. And a client called me. I was ticketing, so it was so much stress, but we were able to secure it thanks to my friend Denise. And yeah, that was so much fun. We're still using that group chat today for future concerts, and it's been really helpful. So that's one tip: get yourself a group of friends that can help you out with your ticketing stuff, because oh my goodness, I don't know how you guys are able to do it alone. But yes, all right. So this is my first concert back, and this will be the first time ever that I'll do a VIP standing kind of concert, because the last time I was standing, quote unquote, was BTS, but even then there were chairs on the floor. So this one's like purely standing, which I would never have done before. But I said, you know what? Heck it. I'm going to try it out. And oh my gosh, it was, what an experience. It was. And on the concert day itself, mind you, the days leading up to the concert, I was in Batangas. Literally, the concert was on Saturday. Wednesday to Friday, I was in Batangas for a team building with my company. And oh my gosh, my body pain was next level from all the games that we were playing at the company. I didn't have proper amount of sleep for 4 days because of the team building and the concert. So I was just so tired, and I didn't know if I would be able to survive. What an experience. I would not recommend. And yeah, so that was it. Come concert day, one of the smartest decisions that we made was getting a driver. We have a contact for a driver, and we just asked him to just help us out on the day itself, just for less brain work, less cost from getting a grab, you know, back and forth. And it was so wise of us to do. It was so worth it. We didn't have to, you know, worry about it. I honestly would have been okay with driving, but I knew, like, considering how tired I was, it was better that you did get a driver. So that was really helpful. And then we arrived at MOA at 11:15 a.m. So this was so early. I never been to a concert that early because, again, I was always seated. So that, you know, there's no queue and whatsoever. But yeah, we got there 11:15. We went straight to strapping. It was so cool having the lanyard and the hand banner. Oh my gosh, that was my first time ever. And it was so cool. And we walked around in MOA to get lunch. And it was so cute because the other restaurants, yung mga sa ground floor, like KFC, Bonchon, all of that, they were all full. And I told Ali, like, Ali, I cannot right now. Let's go to a place with no people. So we went to the second floor, looked around there, and we saw a place that had no people in it. And that's where we ate. And just a cute, you know, little snack that both of us shared because we didn't want to eat heavy, just enough. So we did that. And then we walked back to MOA. We stayed in IKEA for like a few minutes just to shoot some TikToks. But after that, we got to the queue. Soon after that, I think we got there like 12:30 or something. Or 12:45. I don't know. And while we were in queue, we just made friends with the other two miss there. It was so much fun, you know, meeting new people and sharing the same love you have for the groups. And fun fact, the teacher that taught me and Ash Korean was actually one of the staff members there on that day to assist the members. So he went out to make chika with me and Ali while we were in queue just to share with us like how it's been, you know, the past concert because we were in day two. So he was also there in day one and what went down, how the fans were, how the concert was. Yeah, and it was so much fun. Chika chika lang kami. And then by around 3 p.m., we were already inside MOA Arena. In fairness, Live Nation, the whole queuing system, the whole line, it was so orderly. I also got to give it to the fans. Like, they were so orderly. No one was like pushing around whatsoever. Though may isa nga na pinalabas, but she was a foreign fan, not really Pinoy. So yeah, all good. And yeah, for most of it, it was pretty smooth. We tried, of course, a standing. Syempre, yung goal mo is ma-barricade. Like, go barricade. But then, as we were squishing in, I said, I cannot do this. I don't know if others can, but I cannot. Like, squishing around with other people. Buti na lang, in our section, it was just a few. I don't think it even reached half of the capacity, which is really nice because there was a lot of breathing space in between. So the back was really spacious and that's where I just decided to go because there was an extended stage and a main stage. Where I was at, I could not see the main stage. So I took a step back and I just told Ali, yep, I'm just going to stay here at the back so I can see the whole concert. And it was one of the best decisions I made because I'm not really the type of person to, you know, talagang going there to with the main goal of having interactions. Those I understand some will. I am just really there just for the whole experience, the music, seeing them perform it live. That's what I was after. So it was fine for me to take a step back so that I could just see the whole production. I can appreciate all the minds at work during that day. And it was so good. And when I took a step back, I realized that it was mostly like just the older fans. So the older fans were there because I think we all had the same mindset of like not enough energy in us na makipagsabayan sa mga bagets to push ourselves towards the front. So we were just there at the back, chilling. And soundcheck came. The boys looking so cute and honestly, they did look kind of tired because I think they had a really packed day the night before. So they looked kind of tired, which was understandable, and performed 3 songs. It was just, you know, a cute little preview of what was in store later. But then Oh my gosh, sound check lang yon. I thought that was it, but man, it mamaya na yon. But for once sound check was done, as I said, it was spacious. So I had time. Since I'm not fighting for a barricade slot or going near, I could just roam around. Ali and I, we just decided to sit down and chill before the concert itself starts. So I think we had around more than 2 hours before it started. So I did what I, you know, what I usually do best, sit down and nap. I took a nap. Yeah, I did. So what I did was I went dun sa my wall side ng standing. And I was on the left side. So there was a wall there. Ali and I just sat down. Once I sat down, I felt so sleepy. I told her, girl, I'm going to take a nap. And I did. I think I knocked out for an hour. For an hour. And then, you know, woke up. And dami na nagchichikahan. Like, oh my gosh, may pinalabas and all of that. I'm like, oh my God, this all happened while I was asleep. And yeah, I took pictures. My Korean teacher came back and gave me Chips Delight. And sabi niya, hinawakan daw yun ni Haruto. So I was like, oh my gosh, that is so, thank you so much for this. I appreciate it and all of that. And I told him, oh, they looked really tired during the sound check. And he was like, yeah, it's a pretty tight schedule. They're all quite tired, but now they're more energized. They ate so much. He told me that they ate so much food. Ang lakas daw nilang kumain. And I can't even remember. Basta may Jollibee, may Burger King, may Mary Grace, like all in one. So, grabe daw sila kumain. That's one of the takeaways that I got. And yeah, chika-chika lang kami until he was called back. So that gave us an impression that, oh, the concert's about to start. And yes, lights were off. And boom, the boys went out with Jik Jin. And oh my gosh, oh my gosh. There's nothing, that could ever compare to hearing your favorite songs live. And one thing that I really liked about this concert and every YG concert, just like Big Bang's, is that they have a live band. Guys, I've been to concerts with a live band and without a live band. And 100% of the time, the live band performances are 1,000 times better than just backing tracks and all of that. Oh my gosh. Kudos to the band, man. I was so hyped. There was a part wherein they were just there to fill up some time while the boys were costume change sa likod. And my goodness, I can't understand why it was just Ali and I being the ones so hyped while they were playing because they were so good, man. So good. And of course, the boys, dalang-dala rin nila yung performances nila. The setlist was so good. The whole flow of the concert was so nice that we had time to rest and be sentimental and then hyped up again. Oh my gosh, so much thought was put into this. The visuals, the lights, the confetti, the light sticks. So well, you know, well thought of. And it was just an amazing time. I could tell the boys had a great time. They had a part wherein they were doing pickup lines. Oh my gosh. Hindi ko kinaya. The pickup lines part was like hands down one of my favorite parts of the night wherein Jihoon was like, gusto mo ba ako maging jowa? Like, oh! And then Jungki was like, oh, there's something on your face. Cute, maganda, sexy. I'm like, what? I'm crying. I miss them so much. And then I think Jungwoo's was like, oh my gosh, what was his pickup line? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, may sasabihin ako sa iyo. Crush kita. What do you... Nagkagawin ko sa sarili ko. And then there's Jungwon saying, teacher ka ba? Bakit? Because you taught me how to love... Excuse me, hindi ko na po kaya. Who taught these boys these things? Okay, I need to applaud them. Very good, very well done. And day one, they had a different set of pickup lines. So I thought they'll just repeat it. But I was so happy that they had a new set. May baon sila for day two. And yeah, that was so cute. And the fan projects during the encore, there were rainbow lights. So the fan club gave away stickers per seat. So every section had a different color of lights. And it all looked like a big rainbow. And we were singing every day while waiting for them. And there was a banner. The hand banners say, I have it here with me right now. It says, 아무리 힘들어도 우리 영원히 약속을 잊지 않을게. So it says here in the English, it says, no matter how hard it gets, we'll always say hello to our promise of forever. And then there's a banner, a really, really big banner in like the lower box. Nilagay nila. The members saw it and it said, don't worry, lean on us. We won't go anywhere, my treasure. And when I saw the members react to it, and my heart was so full. Like, I cannot. I love them so much. And I could tell that as the concert went by, the boys were just getting so much energy from the fans. Because I think we can all agree, iba talaga yung concerts when it comes to the Philippines. The fans, I think, made the show 100 times more entertaining, more fun for everyone involved. For the members and the fans. And I even think the staff had such a great time as well, watching everyone. And there was a part there where in Asahi, one of the members, he was just controlling one section to how to wave their light sticks. And then all of a sudden, the whole arena was doing it. And I think just because, you know, Filipino culture, like, if someone sees what they're doing is fun, they'll go ahead and copy it. And then the next thing you know, the whole arena was doing the little dance with the light sticks. And the members were just so happy to see it as well. And I can't... It was so much fun. Like, I cannot even explain how happy I am during it. And they sang songs that were not on their set list because the fans were just requesting that they sing it. One of them was Being Beautiful, the other Yamai, and these were just songs on their Japan set list, and they didn't perform these songs in their other stops for their Asia tour, but they performed it in the Philippines. So the fans are so happy, and it was such a really, really nice moment singing it together with them. And it ended up being a 3-hour show, man. 3 hours of just partying it out with my favorite artists. I wouldn't have traded that for the world. It was so, so much fun. I could tell the boys had so much fun too. Oh my gosh. It was so, 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 so worth the wait. And yeah, once the concert was over, oh yeah, they had two encores. And then in the second encore, Hyunsuk said, oh, we canceled our airport ticket and all of that. So fans say that, wag mo akong sabihan ng what are you willing to do, kasi si yung treasure willing sila i-cancel ang flight ticket nila para lang makaipag-isa pang encore, ganun. So I know that Hyunsuk really didn't, they really didn't cancel their flight tickets. Their flight really was the next day, but I think Hyunsuk just said that just to emphasize how much he didn't want to leave and how much fun he was having. So it was so good. We ended the concert, walked right out. I think one of the best things pala on standing is just my friend and I, once the concert ended, we were so tired, we went out agad. We were one of the few ones to leave the arena, contacted Kuya, and then went home, McDonald's drive-thru, knocked out. Sis, it was so much fun. What a day to remember. And yeah, just to conclude all of this, just my thoughts on going back to a concert after a 7-year hiatus. It's just amazing what happens when you see someone do what they do best. Like, I think it's just, you know, the same feeling when you see a painter paint, or when you see an amazing piece of architecture, you can't help but feel in awe. That's how I felt while watching them. Like, seeing someone be in their own element, seeing someone be so happy, pouring out everything that they have. It's just a privilege, honestly, just doing, seeing someone do that, no matter what they're doing. And that joy just, you know, just spreads. And I was just so happy for them. Like, they really are my comfort group, especially during the pandemic. They debuted in the pandemic. So I was so happy when they debuted. I was in it to win it for Treasure. And it during, while they were playing My Treasure, I was, my smile was so wide. The whole song, I was just smiling. I just realized that, like, you know, almost ending the song, I was smiling the whole time because that was the song that got me through such, oh my gosh, such a hard time. When I had my bad days, that was my song. And there was also that sense of being so proud of them because these were the boys that I watched through YG Treasure Box. Like, they, back then, they were just trainees, you know, dreaming of going on concerts, performing in front of their fans. And then I get to see them do just that. You know, just talking about it now, I got goosebumps of just seeing them in their element and just being reassured and, you know, confirming that they really are made to do this. They're superstars. They're amazing. One of the best things as well of seeing a group or a group that's not too long in the game when they do their first tours is there's so much fire in them. There's so much passion. I'm not saying that other groups don't have that, the more mature groups don't have that, but it's just, there's just something during your early years, during their early years as a K-pop group that they'll only have during that time. And I get to see that raw passion, that hunger, and seeing that live, it was just an honor to see, honestly. The growth of from their previous concerts to now has just been so outstanding. And they live up to their name as YG. And that's a lot to live up to, honestly. The pressure on them is really high because YG artists are, that's where they thrive, you know, in live performances. And seeing Treasure do exactly that was a very, very, very proud moment for me. And for the fans as well, all the fan club and the organizers, it was, nothing went wrong. And I was so happy. And the fans, they made it so much more fun, you know. I think there was during a time wherein I forgot which song that was, but in the standing area, since Maluwag, I just saw fans going around in circles, forming a big circle and running around. Ali and I just decided to join, and I think that's and it was just so much fun. We were just going around in circles, having fun, partying while they were performing, and that was one of the highlights for me, honestly. Wherein, that's how it's supposed to feel like, you know. You're there to enjoy each other's company. You're there because you love Treasure. You're there because you love the music. You're there because you want to enjoy. And then that's what we were doing. And I don't know, it was so much fun just being in the moment, being in the moment. There were so many times where I just had to stop recording and just take it all in that, oh my God, I'm seeing Treasure. These are the boys that I owe a lot to, especially during the pandemic. And what an experience it was, honestly. Again, just seeing those trainees turn into such amazing performers who can command a whole arena is just so touching to me. They've been through so much as a group, and they're just, like, I don't know, just almost 3 years. And but it only made them stronger, along with the bond that they also have with their fans. It was so much fun. What an experience it was. And I honestly, shockingly, my feet don't hurt. So I guess I did something right with the concert. So one tip you can take away from this. Oh, sorry. Two tips. No, make that three. Get a group of friends for ticketing. If you can have a driver, go get that. And take a nap in between soundcheck and the concert if you can. Because I think that helped. And sometimes those are the perks that I like. Being a tamad tita fan, you get to make wiser decisions, you know. And again, it was just so much fun. It's a night that I will not ever forget. Once the PCD hits, I will cry. I haven't been doing the whole day. I've just been looking at tweets, pictures, and videos the whole day. What an experience. And I hope whoever is listening to this, may it be a Treasure fan or not, I just wish nothing but the same thing for you guys to feel when you do go to a concert of your favorite artist, that you just enjoy, that they give you a great show, and that the feeling that you'll get there is that you can't be anywhere else but there. And of course, sulit sa bayad. And I don't know. I just love it. I'm so happy I went. I'm so happy that I went standing, because it was an experience. I most probably will not do it again. I most probably won't do it again, since I already saw them once. And the next one, I'll just go seated. But it was grabe. Grabe yung experience. And I hope you guys were able to take something from this. If you're a Treasure maker who went to a concert, my goodness, guys, congrats to us. It was so much fun. If you're a Treasure maker who didn't go to a concert, guys, oh my gosh, Manila in every tour secured, guys. We got you. They'll come back. I am 100% sure of it. Now palang magtipid na kayo. And for those who are not fans and are still listening just to pick up on concert experiences, yeah, that's mine. And I wish you guys were able to get something from this episode, that I was able to share how I was able to express just how appreciative and how much fun I had during the concert. And yeah, that's all for today. I'll stop blabbering. And for anything else, you can just reach out to us directly on Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, at @scspodph on Twitter, on our Gmail at spillthesoju@gmail. You can contact me on Instagram if you're too shy. You can just message me at Chelsea Toledo. And yeah, that's it. I'll end it here. Thank you guys for listening if you made it this far. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.